looking at how the trend has been in Uganda. This is now the second play which has been banned. The first one was banned by the Media Council, which was highlighting the state of LGBTI community, how it was portraying how things are in Uganda, how it's being targeted by the government. So we are concerned such orders are contrary to our constitution, which I believe that we need to challenge. When you start to look at the law, they do not have the powers to sanction the script of a play. It is contrary to Ugandan constitution.
Ugandan politicians, do they find it hard to accept criticism?
Of late, things are becoming tricky. Now I think the government find it really very strange to be criticized, because I think when you look at traditional media as being targeted, journalists have been forced out of their employment, others have been taken to court, they are facing top charges. So now the media is done. So they are targeting other avenues of expression. So most Ugandan people are now utilizing social platforms like Facebook, Twitter, really to speak out the truth, to express their true feelings. But in the mainstream media, conventional media, well, you can't find that now.